You have a right to peace and joy. You have a right to live and prosper and be successful. You have a right to reign in life. And you know what? The curse will bring all kinds of stuff up to make you think because you're this and you're that and this situation exists. The curse will say, well, because you were born on the wrong side of the track. No, everybody got into earth the same way. And when you come to this redemptive right and exercise your right to receive redemption or be born again, that frees you from every curse. But what you got to learn, what you got to do is go to the manual and find out how to follow it. Anybody will buy an automobile? And you got a manual in the glove compartment, you know, somewhere inside that automobile. It got every part, everything. And you, like we did, bought that Mustang for my wife. We pull up on the parking lot. Don't y'all tell Eve on live stream. Let's this be our secret. And the flashes start blinking. I know. We look. I said, what in the world? I did this and did that. And finally, we had to call Michelle. We didn't know how to turn them off. And we were ready to go into the service. We didn't have time to read the manual. Amen. We should have read it before. So if it was up to us, if it was up to me, they still been flashing. We got out of service. I didn't know what to do. Hey, same thing. You got a situation in your life, you don't know what to do. Because you didn't read the manual. Holy Spirit knows. We just talked about what he will do. See, you're not cursed. That's what God want to get across to you. You're not cursed. You're blessed. Now just lift your hand and say, thank you, Father. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And there's nothing that devil can do about it. You bless me. And I received it. Hallelujah. 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 So I've been redeemed. You've been redeemed from the curse. It has no more claim on us. Ooh, glory to God. The curse has no more claim on us. No, it doesn't. It tried to act like it. Satan wants to make you think that you shouldn't be free of that. You did this and now you did that. Look, buddy, you're not in the family. That's between me and my father. And you have no right to try to instruct me in any area of my life. Are y'all listening to me? My father tells me what to do. You don't tell me what to do, and you don't try to put pressure on me because I don't accept your pressure. I resist it. Are you listening to me? Because I know who I belong to. I know who I belong to. I know who owns me. He's the one that tells me what to do. And he said right here, submit yourself to God. And resist the devil. And he will flee from thee. Is that right? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Isn't that in that James 4:7? He tells me what to do. If I miss it, a sin, I can say, Father, you said in 1 John 1:9, do what? Acknowledge to me, God, that I missed it, I sinned. He's faithful and just to do what? To forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What did he say to the woman? 8th chapter of the Gospel of John. What did he say to her when they brought her to Jesus? She was caught in an act of adultery. Notice. He brought the woman. And she was caught in the act of adultery, right? You know what's unusual about that? It should have been somebody else there. I ain't never known about acting, commit adultery by themselves. Should have been somebody else up in that. But they brought her. Because they didn't think she was nothing, no way. They were after trying to catch Jesus in a trap. I'm telling you what has happened to you. You've been redeemed. And what God wants you to get in your spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And, but here's what I want you to see. They brought her to Jesus and he stooped and they said, Master, we caught this woman and she committed adultery, caught in the very act. I guess the fellow must have been real fast. He ran off where he hit. So they caught her. And he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And he stood up and he said, he that's without sin, let him cast the first stone. He stooped down and rolled on the ground again. When he stood up next time, they were all gone. Somebody said what he wrote on the ground. I don't know what he wrote. But they were all gone. But here's the point. What does Jesus say? Where are your accuser? That's what he said, didn't he? Where are your accuser? And the woman said, I don't have any. They all beat him out. That means they took off. they gone. He said, neither do I. Go and sin no more. So it looked like sin brings on destructive things.
Yeah.
Same thing with the woman with issue of blood. When he told her, your faith has made you whole, go and what? Sin no more. So that ought to make us wise that sin is not your friend. Sin is not a buddy or partner that you should run with. And your flesh is wide open game if you don't know how to keep it under control. Because it'll do anything you let it do. It'll cuss. It'll steal. It'll lie. It'll cheat. Whatever. It's your flesh. So that means you've been redeemed from it and you have to keep your body under. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. So we've been redeemed. Why did he redeem us? So he could bring us over into this kingdom with him. And see, you're in the kingdom now. You're born again. But on this earth, he wants you to learn how to operate in the kingdom. That's why you got the manual. That's why you got the Holy Spirit. You ever notice my wife worked in the classroom for a number of years and they had manuals. What you call them? Manuals or books that they followed and they were passed out. They were passed out, you know, at the beginning of the year. I don't know how they do it now. They may be passing out computers. So I don't know. But they will give you different books for English, Mass, and so forth. You would get your books. And that was your manual for the subject you were going to study, right? Whether it was English, with masks, signs, whatever. That you would get a manual for that, a book.